But right now, I'm still a Brewer, and I'm going to be until someone tells me different.
A flurry of deals ahead of the Major League Baseball trade deadline with some big names on the move. The Orioles and Blue Jays battle for first place north of the border, and the resurgent Tigers continue their winning ways and put themselves firmly back in the playoff hunt. I'm Ariel Lagami. We'll have those stories and more in this week's Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette. Let's begin with the trade deadline, and it has not disappointed so far in 2016. The Indians added a major piece to their bullpen, getting Andrew Miller from the Yankees in exchange for a package of four prospects.
Obviously a little taken aback. I think I knew it was a possibility, but first thing in the morning to hear it is a little bit of a shock. But, you know, it is what it is. It's the way the game goes, and, you know, hopefully end up in a good spot, and it certainly seems that way.
The big get for the Yankees was outfielder Clint Frazier, who was considered Cleveland's top prospect.
Frazier is an electric bat. You know, his speed, the bat speed is already, you know, legendary. You know, he's got all the tools. He can run, he can hit, you know, and he's got the hit ability. He can hit with power. He can play all three outfield positions. A very exciting, high energy guy that, you know, shows up for the national anthem in a dirty uniform. That's the exciting thing about, you know, his mentality. He's a super competitive guy.
Now, the Indians also thought they had bolstered their offense over the weekend as they had a deal in place to acquire all-star catcher Jonathan Lucroy from Milwaukee. However, the Brewers' backstop said no, vetoing the trade to Cleveland.
There are some circumstances came up that made me void it, obviously. And I think when it eventually comes out, everyone will understand why. And that's it. So I'm not going to comment any specifics, nothing like that. As much as I'd like to, I'm respecting the process and what the Brewers are trying to do in terms of another trade, if that's going to happen or not, I don't know. As of right now, I'm still a Brewer, and I'm going to be until someone tells me different. I'm looking for long-term, not short-term gain. And short-term gain is great, but long-term is more important for me and my family's happiness, and that's what we're going to go with, no matter what.
Several other former All-Stars will also be changing addresses. The Nationals picked up their own All-Star reliever in Mark Melanson as they struck a deal with the Pirates. Washington's bullpen has been faltering of late. Sean Kelly and Jonathan Papelbon struggling, so the Nats felt they needed some help in the ninth inning as they try to hold on to their lead in the NL East.
Obviously, they're doing great and full of talent. I don't know everybody there, obviously, but I do know a few guys. And the guys that I do know, I like and like what they do on the field, so I'm excited about that. You know, like I said, this has been a blast. Pittsburgh has a special place in my heart, and you know, my family has been treated so well, and the experiences we've had, and just running through my mind all the wild card games and just big games that we've been in, from where we started to where we are now, and it's an honor. It's an honor to be a Pirate.
And speaking of the National League East, the Marlins and the Braves also make some noise in separate deals with the Padres. Miami grabs starting pitcher Andrew Kashner and two other pitchers from San Diego, while Atlanta picked up Matt Kemp along with cash considerations in exchange for Hector Oliveira, who was promptly designated for assignment. Finally, the Orioles traded for that elusive starting pitcher they've been searching for, sending a minor leaguer to the Mariners in exchange for Wade Miley.
Yeah, they get a pitcher that is pitching, hopefully has some momentum and pitching well here as you get into the second half. It's a huge need for them. We know that as a starting staff outside of Tillman and Gausman, they've needed an upgrade there. And, you know, good pickup here by the Orioles. Again, cost was not all that much. They'll take on his salary for next year. And, of course, when you look beyond that, there's an option for 2018 and a buyout. So they will have him under control if he continues to pitch well this season.
Now, on the field, the Detroit Tigers have been on an absolute tear of late. They're now riding a season-high six-game win streak after sweeping away the Astros over the weekend at Comerica Park. The series began with a blowout victory on Friday, but on Saturday, Detroit needed some ninth-inning magic in order to make Justin Verlander a winner.
A two-out comeback for the Tigers, now a chance to win it. 2-2 ball game. And a bouncing ball to the right side. He's going to cover it first. The Tigers win! He's safe at first base! And the Tigers win! Man, is it electric in the ballpark right now.
The Tigers made it look really easy on Sunday. James McCann capped a huge first inning against Dallas Keuchel in grand fashion.
Driven deep in the air to left field. That ball is hit well. It is up there, and it is gone! It's a grand slam for James McCann! What a start for the Tigers today!
Remember, Dallas Keuchel was the American League Cy Young Award winner in 2015, but his ERA in 2016 now jumps to 4.86. Meanwhile, Miguel Cabrera's hot stretch has him looking like the Miggy of old. The former Triple Crown winner homered twice on Sunday. He's batting nearly .450 over his last 11 games, and now the Tigers sit just a game out of a wild card spot and 4.5 games back of the Indians in the AL Central. The American League East shaping up to be a three-team race between the Orioles, Blue Jays, and Red Sox, and Baltimore and Toronto gave us a taste of what we might expect down the stretch. After a series opening win on Friday, the Blue Jays briefly jumped into first place on Saturday as Jay Happ continued his career season, notching his 14th win of the year in a 9-1 Toronto win, and Happ's manager John Gibbons could not be more impressed.
You know, Happ, I mean, I don't think you see enough good things. Not only today, but what he's been doing all year, you know. So he was really a dominating outing.
The Birds would need extra innings to retake the division lead on Sunday, scoring 4 runs in the 12th inning and avoiding the sweep at Rogers Center.
There's one to left field. That is way back, and goodbye, home run. Second level. As Adam Jones delivers a 3 RBI shot on the first pitch from Chavez, and the Orioles take a 6-2 lead. Adam rocketing that one out of here. That's number 20.
Wow. 4-run inning. The Orioles.
Also in this game, Troy Tulowitzki left early after being hit by a pitch, and John Gibbons said that Tulo suffered a chip fracture on his right thumb. The week ahead will almost certainly be highlighted by more wheeling and dealing as playoff contenders position themselves for October and others continue to build for the future. You've been listening to your Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette. I'm Ariel Lagami. For more MLB.com podcasts, you can visit iTunes.